In the burgeoning field of artificial intelligence, Databricks has emerged as a formidable contender. Its latest foray into generative pre-trained transformers, GPT, sets them on a collision course with industry giants. There's a palpable buzz around what this means for the AI community. Databricks isn't just another startup with lofty ambitions. It's a well-oiled machine, poised to disrupt the status quo. Founders and investors alike are peering over the horizon, wondering if this could be the moment for the underdog's day in the sun. Standing behind this venture are backers with deep pockets and a shared vision. They're not the usual suspects from Silicon Valley's elite circles. These are investors with a keen interest in leveling the playing field. They're placing bets on those often overlooked, the underdog founders. What sets Databricks apart? Their technology is robust, versatile, and goes toe-to-toe with GPT offerings that dominate the market. It's about innovation with an edge, a bespoke tool in a world of off-the-shelf solutions. The commitment to underrepresented founders isn't just lip service. The investors backing Databricks draw from a diverse pool of experience and strategies. This isn't charity, it's business acumen. They see untapped potential where others see risk. Miscalculation is not an option. For Databricks, the stakes are high. In the high-stakes game of AI, they've bet their reputation and capital on being able to outmaneuver the titans of tech. Meanwhile, their underdog financiers are changing the face of venture capitalism. Seldom does an upstart with the capability to challenge established players come along. With a track record of success and a product that could revolutionize markets, Databricks is turning heads. As attention shifts towards their progress, we await to see the ripples they'll create across the AI ecosystem. In the shadows, investors continue to scout for brilliance in the rough. They know that innovation thrives on diversity and inclusion. By investing in the underdogs, they're not just betting on companies, they're betting on the future of innovation itself.